It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thanksgiving morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer. You buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Those reports of sickness tied to E. coli contamination come at a terrible time for the romaine lettuce growers of Florida, who had just begun harvesting their crop when federal authorities told Americans to not eat romaine. In fact, the Florida growers say the problem could not have come from their produce, as all 32 of the reports of illness were last month. The last one was October 31st, and the growers in Florida didn't start bringing to market their romaine lettuce crop until November 7th. Only a few were harvesting then, and some had planned to start next week, bringing in one of the best crops in years. Our farm broadcaster friend Gary Cooper at the Southeast AgNet points out that the same thing happened to the Florida growers last year, when sickness from eating lettuce was tied to the crop coming in from around Yuma, Arizona. As Gary put it when we spoke yesterday, these guys needed a good season and a good market to pull out of last year's tens of millions of dollars of losses. The lettuce farmers in Florida want the CDC and the FDA to quickly pinpoint the source of this contamination. Gary Cooper on the radio down in Florida reports that the Everglades area lettuce growers alone are calculating losses of about $2 million a week due to the romaine lettuce scare. We think on Thanksgiving about all of those folks in essential services who are on duty today, working for us on this big family holiday as we can enjoy it with our families. They're the police officers, the firefighters, emergency, medical, and hospital personnel, nursing home personnel come to mind. And there are those trained professionals of the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Each holiday season, those folks on the hotline handle approximately 110,000 inquiries about how to cook the bird. 100,000 of those come in by phone. You may not know this, but Butterball originated right in the Midwest. The name was trademarked in 1940 by Ada Walker of Wyoming, Ohio. Swift & Company of Chicago owned the Butterball trademark for many years. Then it became the property of then-Omaha-based ConAgra. Today, Butterball is headquartered just southeast of Raleigh, North Carolina. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the new True Choice offer. By Pioneer brand seed, earn Corteva cash. I'm Max Armstrong, hoping you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and have a good day.